everybody needs to realize emptiness directly, with a good heart, because that's the only way their suffering will end. So who is it that's going to help them? Who is it that is going to teach them? Who is it that's going to show a good example, perhaps a bodhisattva example? So the people in the United States, by what method are they going to solve their human problems? The methods that we normally use, we know they don't work. We witness that they don't work. So, for example, our temples, precious temples, Kadampa temples for world peace, in New York and Arizona, just seeing the temple, driving past, places special indestructible imprints, potentialities, that diamond-like potentialities, real good fortune, that when they ripen, will ripen for those living beings who just even glanced at a temple for world peace, or a Buddha statue, or another, a representation of the three jewels, three holy jewels. Those potentialities will ripen as them meeting Buddha Dharma, finding and following the path to pure and everlasting happiness in the future. And when Venerable Geshe-la opened Kadampa Meditation Center, New York, he said, "This is the best public service." Again, we can think, why is keeping large Buddha statues, why is keeping a Kadampa temple that's a representation of the Pure Land of the Buddha of Compassion, Haruka, why are these holy objects such profound public service? Then we understand why one of the things we say so often is everybody welcome. So many people are coming to these holy places because they're so accessible for modern people. So how wonderful if everyone can develop the perfection of wisdom that is the main path to their attaining Buddhahood.